Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, and fingers crossed it may work this hour, is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Quick thing about my conversation with Tony off the air, and then we'll get Daryl back on to finish his story about the snakes, and then we'll move on to catch up on other things, okay? Well, Tony and I talked about the fact he was in Colorado and had yellow spots in his bluegrass turf. Somebody suggested to him it was nematodes. They recommended 7, liquid and granular. And obviously, he did it. And obviously, since he did it, you can tell he was a pretty new listener because we don't recommend 7. It's one of the most dangerous chemicals that's still out there on the market. It's the active ingredient in it is what killed thousands of people in Bhopal, India. I happen to know an awful lot about 7 and related things because my father-in-law, who's no longer alive, worked for Union Carbide, the company that made the product that had that problem in Bhopal, India. So what I recommended instead of that is beneficial nematodes. Of course, I asked first time. He had some physical problems, so he said he wasn't able to dig in the soil and see if there really were some grub worm issues. So I said if there are insect problems of any kind, whether they're grub worms or chinch bugs or something else causing the problem, I would recommend beneficial nematodes instead of toxic chemicals. The spinosad products that you've heard me talking about come in liquid or granular. That would be an additional option for that. If it happens to be a disease, brown patch, dollar spot, some other fungus or bacterial disease, that's exactly what I just covered in the latest newsletter. And what I would do there is the first step would be to put out whole ground cornmeal. 90% of the time or more, the cornmeal stimulating a beneficial microbe called Trichoderma will neutralize and knock out those diseases. It works beautifully on any kind of fungal disease and will help with some of the bacterial diseases too. If you do identify a turf problem as bacterial, which is more rare, hydrogen peroxide will knock it out. And you can use generic hydrogen peroxide. Just dilute the stuff from the grocery store 50-50 with water, and that gives you somewhere around 1.5% solution, and spray it or drench it where the diseases are. Or you can get the commercial product, which is a wonderful line of organic products called BioSafe. And the beneficial nematodes can come from insectaries all over the United States. And we have information and links and everything, of course, on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Daryl, let's finish up your story real quickly so I can move on to help other people. What's the rest of your story?
Well, I'll be pretty quick. Lady in Alabama having a full-blown panic attack, literally prisoner in her own house because she's seen a snake outside. And I know a little something about psychology and a lot about humor, and so I kept sort of interrupting her. I was almost mean to her there a little bit to sort of break her loop so she kept repeating herself. But she finally listen to me. I said, you've been putting out mothballs, haven't you? And she said, oh, Lord, yes. And I bought snake away, and I bought sulfur. I said, well, snake away is sulfur and mothballs, so you just repeated yourself there. So, but neither one of them ever worked. But now you made your house smell like old people live there. And she said, oh, Lord, yes. I said, do you like that? She said, no. I said, good, because it isn't working. Get out the shop back and take your house back. But really, in about 20 minutes, I had her laughing and actually understanding that her snake was a rat snake, now his name is George, that was a complete transformation using humor. It's actually even a little bit more challenging than doing the improv when everybody thought they were coming for the family magic show, you know what I mean? So I was kind of proud of that one.
Well, that's good. My snake that I've been worried about getting our fish and our little turtles, we haven't seen him again since I talked to you, so we're just being calm about it and keeping our eye out. Most of the snakes, the bottom line is that they're not harmful around the house, more scared of you than you are of them, right?
Absolutely, and even venomous snakes. The venom isn't meant for you. It's meant for getting lunch. They only use it in self-defense when something tries to kill them. So it's never a good idea to go after the snake with a shovel. And if the snake's venomous, that's the most likely way to get bit, which is about a $50,000 mistake in this country.
Yep. Daryl, appreciate the tip. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See you soon. Well, let me tell you about a new thing that we've gotten involved in, and it's stem cell therapy. It is pretty exciting, to say the least. I've heard about it for a long time. A company that we've been involved with our videos and with our online landscape and gardening school, got into it because of a friend that they met that's an MD that had some problems with his knee, serious problems. He was a big tennis player, and he had quit playing tennis. And he was, like a lot of MDs, very skeptical of any kind of stem cell therapy type stuff. But anyway, long story short, he finally gave it a try, and now he's one of the biggest proponents, if not the biggest proponent of it in the country. He's in Florida. His name is Dr. John Young. And anyway, some other people that I'm delighted to be associated with are heavily involved in it now. The stem cells that the stem cell work that they're promoting is different than you may have heard of. I've got some golf buddies that I didn't even know it until I started looking into this myself, have had it for back problems and knee problems and some other things. We've got a friend that had some treatment for her back and had a little bit of success, not great success. What I've learned, and what you're going to hear more and more about, because I'll have some of these people on probably next week or the week after that to talk about it in some more detail, but I just wanted to give you a preliminary look into it and let you know how you can get more information if you're having some chronic pain of any kind, especially. But the other people that have done stem cells have used fat tissue. They've used their own fat tissue. It's actually a surgical procedure. They go in and take some fat, and they do a procedure to grow those stem cells more, and then they treat with those stem cells that came out of your own body. Other people use placenta stem cells, and other people use fetal, which, you know, nobody really is in favor of. What these people are into is using umbilical cord stem cell. I'd never even heard of this, but the fascinating thing about it is the federal government's been involved in it for a long time, and hospitals have been involved in it for a long time, saving umbilical cord, and it is multiple times more concentrated with these stem cells. When the baby is born, you know, this doesn't hurt the baby, for one thing, Major. The stem cells in the umbilical cord are the most powerful, the most concentrated there are, and that's where the power comes from, using them to allow nature to heal some problems that people can have. Okay, the other thing I need to tell you at this point is I've had the treatments, and I had pretty bad tear in my knee. I hadn't talked about it too much because I was embarrassed. I think I did it from my violent golf swing and still working in the garden myself a whole bunch. And then the other thing is Judy's had some pretty severe back problems. So she's had the treatment in her back and also TMJ. She has not seen any results as of yet, but that's not a surprise. We had the treatment Thursday. And my knee pain's already gone. It started going away the day that the work was done, and it's just gotten a little bit better. I can still feel it there, but it's pretty much a thing of the past. What's we're hearing from other people that have had the treatment is that some pain can take as long as 2 to 3 weeks to, you know, really start going away, and I'm sure that's what we're going to see with Judy. What it's called is regenerative medicine, stem cell therapy. For a free consultation that you can get through my show here, if you've had any kind of pain at all and you're interested in learning more about this, and I'd highly recommend it, is to call the company and mention Wildflower, which will tell them that you heard about it here on the show. The telephone number is 800-509-4070. 800-509-4070. And we're going to be talking about this a whole lot more, but that's just kind of an introduction to it. When you call, tell them Wildflower that you heard about on the Dirt Doctor show and that you'd like the free consultation. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me, and we'll go right back to the phones. I think maybe they're even working here. Is 866-444-3478. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're going to go back to the phone. Just one more quick thing about the stem cell work that I mentioned a minute ago. People may wonder what that costs. Well, it's not inexpensive, but I'll tell you this. If you can get rid of pain or other issues, what's that worth? But the other point is that this company has set up the company to be more cost effective than the other people doing stem cell work with the other techniques. So it's worth definitely worth you looking into. I recommend it highly. Let's see what Judy is up to, Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Look at this. We got you on the air.
Last week, and I just love it.
Well,
I'm listening on the app, on your station's app.
All right, great.
And I wondered if there's any way of getting rid of thistles.
Yeah, thistles are tough big old weed. There's a couple of things that we can do, though, Judy. One is you can kill them with kindness. You can kill them with kindness to the soil and to the other plants. If you set up a situation where the soil is improved and other things are growing that you'd rather have, the competition is really good for keeping them at bay. Also, when they germinate from seed, when the plants are already there, but to prevent them from germinating from seed, the product that you want to make a note of and try early in the season is corn gluten meal. It's a wonderful fertilizer, and you could use it in some spots where the thistle is particularly bad, and you can really shut it down. The thistles that are already growing, you're going to have to use a machete and a lawnmower or a mower and just knock them down. And when they try to regrow, you spot spray them with the vinegar, organic herbicides, or the fatty acid products like BioSafe. So it's kind of a combination, 1-2 punch sort of
thing. Okay, what's the vinegar thing?
The vinegar is just straight vinegar, straight strong vinegar, 10% with a little orange oil and soap. That's my formula. It's on the website. You make it yourself. You buy 10% pickling vinegar, add a little bit of orange oil and a little bit of soap, and it's a contact killer. It kills the good grass, too, so you just spot spray with it. The commercial product, which is a fancy soap, actually, is called BioSafe, and you can find it in a lot of the nurseries and garden centers and feed stores and places, or order it online.
Yeah, these are popping up amongst my perennials in a front bed, so there's no grass around there. It's just mulch. It must have been some seeds in the mulch or something.
Well, what I'd recommend in that case to go along with these other things that I mentioned is get yourself a mattock, in other words, a hoe that has a real narrow blade on it. I have a hand tool that is that way. It's one of my favorite tools, but also one that's the length of a full-size hoe, and just chop right down on the plant. Pull that thing out and, you know, throw them in the compost pile and compost them away. That neutralizes the weed seed and is a useful ingredient in the compost pile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I could spot spray them with vinegar, some of them.
That only works when they're pretty small.
But it seems like you pulled them out and they just, you know, like I said, I must have got a bad batch of mulch or something with seeds in it because
you could have.
They keep popping up in different spots all over in there.
Well, don't just pull them out. Chop them out, and that wrecks the crown from trying to regrow. And if it does try to regrow or you get new ones germinating from seed and starting to grow, that's when you spot spray with those organic weed control products.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so you want to chop them out. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And throw them in the compost pile. All weeds are loaded with trace minerals. That's what nature's doing, is trying to build and improve the soil. And different weeds have different complexes of trace minerals, and they're trying to provide something that's not there in the soil. So when you use green sand, lava sand that we recommend so highly, organic fertilizers, the azomite is a wonderful mineral tool. When you use all that stuff, that's the real control, especially long-term, for having those noxious weeds like thistle, even though they do have pretty flowers. 866-444-3478. Darlene, next in York.
Yes. Good morning.
Where are you? York?
South of York, in the country.
Oh, you're in South New York. Okay.
No, not New York. South York,
okay.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. There I am.
Nebraska.
What's up?
I'm noticing spots in my grass, and I thought this morning, it's been hot here, and I thought, I better get out and water that again. I've been really devoted to watering. I'm not neglecting it, I didn't think. And when I water deep.
Good.
But I see brown grass, areas of brown grass that I thought, you know, I'm kind of familiar with the grass disease that we had years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost the whole yard.
Well, Darlene, I think that my latest newsletter will really help you. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and just look at the the newsletter button on the homepage, that'll take you to the archives of the newsletters. And the current one, the one we just sent out, will be at the top of the list, and it's on disease control. And what I would do, the first step, you probably have bluegrass or fescue or a combination. The first thing I would do is put out whole ground cornmeal. Whole ground cornmeal. It neutralizes fungal problems, and that's probably what you're dealing with, and that'll shut it down. But look at that whole newsletter, and it'll give you some other ideas. Hydrogen peroxide's a great tool, and there's some other natural ways to control disease, and that's probably what you're looking at.
You think that peroxide, I do have some hydrogen right here, but I heard you earlier.
All right, let's put you on hold. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Franke and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's try to get caught up on some phone calls here. Roger, North Richland Hills next up. Hey, Roger.
Hey. So the deal is, Tyson Woods company came out a few months ago and trimmed my Bradford pears,
okay.
And they did a beautiful, beautiful job.
Good.
Thing is, the Bradfords are going to have to be removed here pretty soon.
Yep, they're not long for this world, no matter how healthy they are.
Right. And so can you recommend, Howard, maybe two or three options on once the Bradfords come out, what I can put in place of them?
There's a lot of choices that would be better than Bradford, Roger. We can start with talking about what's a better pear tree to use. The Bradford was actually bred from a tree that's pretty darn good. It's a little hard to find, but it's called a calorie pear. And we've got it covered on the website on DirtDoctor.com. It's more open. It's more gracefully shaped. It doesn't have that upright growth like the Bradford that causes all the pinched, you know, joints and all the problems. It blooms just as pretty. It has better fall color. So that's one option, is the cow repair. It'll be a little hard to find, and it does have one negative about it, and that is it's well-armed. It has thorns. The other one, and it's also well-armed, that I love is Mexican plum. It's a beautiful ornamental tree. It has white flowers, wonderful fragrance, and pretty orange fall color. The rusty black all viburnum, hard to find, but an absolutely fabulous ornamental tree. Crepe myrtles, yeah.
What was that again?
Rusty black haw viburnum. It's my favorite viburnum. It's a little hard to find, like I said. I have to be honest about that. And a little tricky to get started. You can overwater. It's a native plant, so you can overwater it or underwater it, and some people mess up with that a little bit. But once it's established, it's foolproof and one of the most beautiful plants around. There's a plant that I was talking to a nurseryman yesterday about that I'm going to send him some information, and hopefully more nurserymen will handle it. It's called Parotia, P-A-R-R-O-T-I-A, Parotia, or Persian ironwood. And it's a great ornamental size tree, beautiful fall color, and it has red flowers on it in the winter, real small little red flowers in the winter.
Well, Howard, what about the big tooth maple or some kind of an oak?
Well, now that's a bigger tree.
I thought you were thinking. I want a big tree.
Okay. Well, in the big tree category, top of the list would be, on my list, would be big tooth maple. That's a native that is almost indestructible. It's gorgeous all year long, beautiful fall color. Wonderful, wonderful plant. It'll grow almost anywhere in the country. The oak for residential work, that's two of them up at the top of the chart for me. One would be Lacey oak, and the other would be the Mexican white oak. Neither one of them get to be gigantic like black oak, white oak, red oak, bur oak, you know, southern red oak, all those kind of things, which are fine if you're in the right kind of soil and the right kind of climate. But they are tidy. They're very compact, very just excellent trees for residential property.
But they'll grow pretty big and cast a nice shade.
They get large enough for residential work. The one in my front yard at the office now is 35 feet tall, and it's only been in place for 10 years.
35 feet tall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's looking beautiful.
Wow. And then, that's beautiful. Then the other question I have is, so all my grass died because of my shade, so I replaced it with winter creeper.
Okay.
And, you know, I stupidly let the guy put in just plain soil without compost. And so now I'm wondering if I fertilize my winter creeper, which is growing pretty nicely, if I fertilize it with brown molasses or I think it's called Texas tea, something like that.
Yeah, it's an organic fertilizer.
You're right, sir.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Will it cause that soil to flocculate and begin to, you know, the microbial activity cause the soil to begin to soften up?
Yeah, I tell you what I would do that would speed up the process, get you some hydrogen peroxide, just dial the grocery store, mix it with water, 50-50. And then just drench it across that bed that you're talking about, or spray it out there. That does start the flocculation. And then the next step I would do is put out a thin layer of compost just right on the surface. You don't even need to work it in. You can gently if you want to. And then on top of that, put a real fine layer of a shredded native tree trimmings or a shredded hardwood bark as a mulch. You don't want any soil showing, and your ground cover, a lot of people think, well, that'll restrict ground cover from establishing. It does just the opposite. It'll make it establish much, much faster.
And what is the mix on the hydrogen peroxide?
50-50 with water.
50-50?
Yeah, the regular hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store.
And you just spray it on?
Spray it on or pour it. Put it into a watering can.
Put it like in a sprinkler bucket.
Yep. And if there's any diseases that are around, that's one of the things I covered in the recent newsletter. It'll knock out the diseases for you, too.
Last question. Mm-hmm. Is cedar mulch, is that an acceptable mulch?
It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Absolutely great.
This is so much help. Thank you so much.
You
sir.
Bet. Get to work.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Yeah, cedar not only locks in place the shredded stuff, especially, and is good, breathes and works properly as a mulch, but the fragrance is so pleasant in the garden. Plus, it repels some of the pest insects. It just works good all the way around. Gary in Fate, Texas. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing well.
I believe I have a problem with Bermuda mites.
Do you?
Can you give me some advice on that?
Bermuda mites cause kind of a witch's broom, you know what I mean, kind of a tufted look to the growth. It's kind of deformed and has short inner nodes. Okay, well, that's Bermuda mites. What you want to do for that, Gary, is are you using an organic program now?
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. I just had the president of the HOA Association knock on my door the other day and said, my wife wants my lawn to look like yours. What do I need to do?
Well, why did the Bermuda mites come in and hit you? That's normally a stress-related deal.
I figured I might be guilty of over-fertilizing.
Okay.
But, you know, I always use the low, you know, our organic fertilizers are 3 on the nitrogen or a 5 or something. So I didn't think that would be a problem. But
I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to mineralize, kick the minerals up higher.
Okay.
And there's a product on the market that you can find in the Dallas-Fort Worth area pretty well, and I hope you can at your feed stores and garden centers there. It's called Azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite is a natural mineral supplement. Put it out first, and then we want to spray the Garrett juice as a base, and in this case probably mix some spinosad with the Garrett juice. Either that or put 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of spray. Either one of those will knock back the mites. The mites, Bermuda mite, like any mite, the red spider mites or any of them, they hate seaweed. Liquid seaweed is part of the Garrett juice formula, as you probably know. Or you can just spray seaweed by itself. You can also, this will be a little pricey, but this is another thing that would work really well on Bermuda mites. Get a bag of dry seaweed, you know, granulated seaweed, and put it out dry if you continue to have a real problem. But probably spraying the Garrett juice, putting a little orange oil in there, more cost effective, and it'll take care of the situation for you.
What about like neem oil? That helps slow them down.
If you get a real good quality neem oil product, it'll help you some. I think these other things will work better. The Azosol is a great neem product and would work well, but it's very expensive and it's hard to find. A lot of the neem products on the market are not very powerful to begin with, and then they don't have good shelf life, so they don't work very well.
I mean, I guess I'm diagnosing it properly because it's penny-sized dead spots around, and then they'll might be get as big as a quarter.
Yeah, but the key is that funny-looking growth, the small inner nodes and kind of, you know, weird witch's broom-looking growth on the Bermuda.
Yeah.
I think you have. Go ahead and try those techniques that I talked about. I think you'll see great results, but start with the minerals, the Azomite.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See ya. Let's go, and there's an open line all of a sudden, 866-444-3478. Roger in Dallas. Hey, Roger.
Yes, hello. I have some kind of an insect that's attacking my lettuce.
What does it look like?
Well, I can't see the insect. All I see is it looks as if it was very, very fine black grain dirt on the lettuce. And there's a lot of it spread around. I don't know if that's feces or eggs or what. I'm not really sure what it is. I looked in the bug book, but I didn't find anything that resembled that.
Well, look in the bug book again and look at a couple of things, Roger. One would be flea beetles. A lot of times flea beetles will be doing damage and leaving droppings around, and you won't see them too much. The other one is a beautiful little insect, has a red belly and yellow and black stripes on his back, and he's called the four-line plant bug, and they do a lot of damage, and you hardly ever see them. They stay on the back side of the leaves. they cause a damage to the leaf that looks like disease. It doesn't look like insect damage. If they're eating holes, it may be the spotted cucumber beetle that I mentioned before. And if that's the case, you need to get from the garden center some yellow sticky traps and put them out. And then if it's some of these other bugs, you might use the Garrett juice as a base with the orange oil or spinosad added to the spray, added to the Garrett juice mixture. Okay? Hello, Roger. Well, that sounds awfully quiet. If he had something else, I'll get him back on, Mary Rose. Here's Charlie in Burleson, Texas. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Doing well. Now that we can get people on that I can chat with, what's up?
Hey, I have forgotten the mixture for the mound drench. With the rain that we've had down here, I've had two little areas that the fire ants have moved into.
Well, Mary Rose told me she had a big old mound pop up in her house. That's common when you have a lot of rain. Step one, put out dry molasses over the whole site.
I've put out two this year already.
Okay. If you still have problem mounds, you mix the mound drench. And what it is Garrett juice, basically, the Garrett juice mixture with 2 ounces of orange oil in it per gallon of mix. Pour it right in the center of the mound. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
What if you could be younger and stronger longer? Many experts believe that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy are the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. If you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, stem cell therapy may be the solution. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. Here are some real results from real people.
I finally have relief from my constant back pain.
It's literally given me a new elbow and a new life.
I could barely walk. Now I'm back on the tennis court.
There's no comparison. Immediately, no pain.
So before you operate or before you medicate, you can regenerate. Book your consultation now and mention Wildflower or the Dirt Doctor Show and receive the $200 consultation free of charge. Call today at 800-509-4070. That's 800-509-4070. And make sure to mention Wildflower for the free consultation.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage?
They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Had some people leave a question for me, couldn't hold, didn't want to talk on there, whatever it was, and we've got some open lines, so jump on here, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. And by the way, we have a winner. I hadn't noticed. We've had so many things going on here this morning for the mystery, the Identify the Mystery Photo Contest. Craig identified Ocotillo. Ocotillo is a beautiful desert planet, I think. A lot of people think it's ugly because it looks like sticks up in the air with pretty little green leaves if there's any moisture at all. If there's no moisture, it's just brown. It has really beautiful red foliage. So check that out. Yoga Mike will be putting up the entry in the library. They'll tell you all about it whenever he has time, I'm sure. We did not have that plant in the library. But Ocotillo, really, really nice. And it, there's a little bit of a controversy, not controversial, but something we'll talk to Bob Webster in San Antonio about. I heard him telling one of his listeners that it may not be coal hardy there. And my research on it so far has been kind of interesting because it's growing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I'm not quite sure why it would not be hardy down in San Antonio. But we put a USDA zone number recommendations in the entry so you can see all that and give it a try if you have that kind of a garden. It's one that you won't have to water ever once it's going. Somebody called in and couldn't hold, wanted to know the difference in putting out dry molasses and liquid molasses and diluting it. They both do the same thing as far as putting out sugar and stimulating microbes, stimulating biological activity. The first thing that sugar does in the soil is it stimulates bacteria. And we used to think that we didn't want to do it all the time like that because we wouldn't stimulate any fungus. We've later realized in watching and doing research that the molasses does push the bacteria, and then the fungi and the protozoa and all the other beneficials come along for the ride, and it does a really good job. I went 2 years on my own properties fertilizing with nothing but dry molasses. You can get away with that because dry molasses is actually not dried molasses. What dry molasses is little bits of organic material. The most common one on the market is bits of soy that are waste material when some kind of processing is done, and then they spray that residue of soy or pecan shells or whatever it is with liquid molasses. So you got liquid molasses in the dry molasses. You cannot use the dry molasses in a sprayer. It'll clog up the sprayer. You could put it in a big watering can and go slosh it out, I guess. The liquid molasses is just the liquid sugar, the liquid molasses, and it is used in the Garrett juice mixture. It's sprayed by itself. You can use the liquid molasses when you spray a biological product like a BT, Dipel, or Thuricide via the liquid one, I guess, for worms. The molasses makes the BT last longer and kill the worms more effectively. So one can go in a sprayer and one not is the basic difference, but they are different things. All right, let's get caught up here now. Regina first up. Hello, Regina. What's up?
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. You were talking about the shishito pepper.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that I'm ahead of you on this. It's like the only thing in the whole world could be. But I started growing those about 3 years ago, and I got my first plant from Redenta, you know, the garden center over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the organic one. Well, they have been the most rewarding plant because they are easy to grow. And I get about a bag of those little peppers every week. So about 12 little finger peppers, you know?
Well, I wonder why he gave me, when I bought some, he gave me so many of them. I have a hard time getting through them.
You're right, because they're so expensive. When you buy them at the grocery store, they're $5.99 a pound.
Really?
So it's one of those unfound, you know, like you say, for some reason, it hasn't caught on in a lot of garden centers to sell the plants. But I ordered some online, and this is, you know, because I'm naive about this, and they said it was a 7-inch plant, but that was from the tip of the root to the top. You know, it was so tiny, and I paid a lot of money. But now Redenta is carrying them pretty regular, and it's like a 4-inch pot for like $2.50 or something like that. And I just love them, and it's amazing. They make a gardener feel like you're doing a good job because they're producing so much, but it's nothing I'm doing. They just grow really easy, and they produce twice. You know, there'll be a second season of them, and they actually do a little better in the fall. Can you imagine?
Well, I appreciate the tip. I love them, and I knew they were easy to grow, but I haven't grown them myself, so thanks for the details.
Redenta has them. And Howard, thank you for everything. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And by the way, to the spelling of what she and I were talking about, shishito is S-H-I-S-H-I-T-O. And it is an ugly little pepper, like I said at the beginning of the show, that's about, 3 or 4 inches long, and it is really good to use to eat by itself or mix with other things. And like she was saying, it is something more and more people are give a shot. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a break here and then come back for the fourth hour. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The third hour coming up right after this. Don't go away.